Hey, 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 it's your girl, just call me J. Nicole. And this bookcast is about none other than why, yours truly. But most importantly, it's about life with my bookends. So who are or what are my bookends, you may ask? They're my wonderfully talented two sons, also known as my heart and my heartbeat. Without them, life just was incomplete. And I know a lot of people are like, but one of the biggest things that I desired in life was to become a mother. And at 18, I was told that there was a slim to none chance that that would even happen. So when God bestowed them upon me, they made my life complete. And they hold me upright. They give me perspective on what life is and what I should be doing in life. They actually give me purpose each and every day. And because of them, I now have this podcast to share with you the day in the life of the Walkers, or more specifically, the day in the life of Just Call Me J. Nicole and life with my bookends. Hey, 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 it's your girl, Just Call Me J. Nicole, and I'm back with yet another episode. So you guys know that I've been doing a series of episodes that are about the evolution of relationships. And my last one was about in sickness and in health and how we take those parts of our vows when we're getting married, but we don't oftentimes think about that. Like when you're dating, you're in the honeymoon phase, you are in such a positive space, you don't want to think about some things that are negative, i.e. getting sick, i.e. death to your loved one, the person who you're like, I can't live without you. But what is it, are we really prepared for being faced with those challenges? And so today's is going to continue with the evolution of relationships, and it's going to actually go back to the beforehand. I mentioned on a little post that I just put out on IG, we're not having those conversations about DNA because we're almost enamored by the 401k. And what I mean by that is that a lot of times one the things that are on our checklist when we're looking for a mate is to make sure that they're gainfully employed. They're making X number of dollars, if you want to be specific. Some people even have like things on there, like what does their portfolio look like? But a lot of things that we don't talk about is the DNA prospects. And when I say DNA prospects, like even for myself, my husband has a rare skin disorder, skin disease, he may not agree, but he's shameful of it. He didn't even tell me until after our son was born and he actually had it and I had to do my own research about it. Not to say that if I had known about it, it would have been the nail in the coffin for me to move forward with the relationship. No, but I would have been more privy to understanding what types of things my son was up against at birth. The other things about knowing what's in the DNA instead of what's in the 401k is what your future may look like, not just the children, but if there is heart disease in the family, then that may be something that you need to know about, because then you may want to make some different lifestyle changes and choices for you and your spouse. What I learned, I think my youngest son may have been maybe 2 or 3 when it happened, is that there was heart disease within my husband's father's side of the family. And the way I end up finding out about it is my husband's actually faced with his own heart scare. He wakes up in the middle of the night. This had been going on, now that I think about it, for some time. And he just thought that it was like indigestion or gas. And my mom being a nurse, we sort of pull on her because he didn't like to go to the doctors. I like a lot of Black men. I hate to be stereotypical, but I'm finding that that's more and more true. And so
we were taking over-the-counter medications to help him with what we thought was heartburn and gas. And then it finally got to a point where it was unbearable, and he finally went to the ER in the wee hours of the morning. And he begged for me not to go because he was just like, it's going to be gas, and that was it. But he ended up calling his sister once things got real, because she was closer to the hospital. And she then turned and called me and said, go ahead and pack up the kids and head to the hospital. So he needed someone to sit there with him. And at the time, we lived a good portion, about 45 minutes away from the hospital that our insurance would cover. So his sister being closer to the location, she went there, sat, and waited for me to get there. And that's when, again, I learned about the heart disease that my husband was up against. And I'm going to say the name of it wrong, but it's pericarditis or carditis. But what it happens is he had fluid in the lining of his heart. And while he was thinking it was, you know, heartburn and gas and everything, it was something much more severe. Now, had I known prior to, I would have known that, okay, he has some family heart issues. Let's not play around with this. Let's not sit here and do a guessing game of what is really wrong. Let's just go ahead and be proactive and get yourself on in there. It would have also allowed me to start having conversations with him earlier in our relationship to say, okay, look, I know that there's heart disease in the family, so I'm gonna push you to go to the doctor, point blank, period. Or, okay, let's do more exercise. Let's do better with our diet. And we could have done that as a collective instead of it just being done on one end or on neither. For a long time, neither of us were very health conscious about the food decisions that we were making. And since I am pescatarian, leaning more on the vegetarian side, and ain't no stopping my husband. He said, nope, I ain't giving up no meat, so don't ask me. And it's not to say that vegans, vegetarians, pescatarians do not have heart issues. It's just saying that sometimes things can be avoided by the food decisions that we make. We ate out a lot because both of our boys played baseball and we traveled a lot. So we would oftentimes eat burgers and fast food and pizza, not knocking any of those places, but I'm just telling you what was in our diet. And eating that constantly can have a toll on your health, i.e. being overweight, which we both are. So had we had conversations before and found out a little more about each other and not just be like, okay, I like what you look like and how you lay it down or anything, even if it was even more intrinsic as far as what your conversation was all about, once things get to a point where you're like, this is the person who I'm going to spend the rest of my life with, knowing more about the DNA is just as important as knowing about the 401k. Knowing what their medical history looks like is important. When we all go to the doctors or even to the ER hospital for whatever procedure you may have to have, the first thing they ask is about your medical history. So why is this not a good place to start when you're talking to someone who... Hey, 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 it's your girl, Just Call Me Jane Nicole. And as we continue to deal with this pandemic, COVID-19, I wanted to let you guys know about the Faith Walker Foundation. The Faith Walker Foundation is a 501(c) nonprofit organization that lends financial assistance to those who are affected by critical and terminal illnesses. This, unfortunately, right now, includes those being affected by COVID-19. you can reach out for assistance at www.faithwalkerfoundation.org. And remember to let them know, just call me, Jay Nicole, send you. Peace and blessings to you guys, and stay safe out there. You're like, this is my life partner. You talk about everything else. When you're in the honeymoon stage, you know, if both of you guys are into it and want to have kids, you talk about the number of kids that you would like to have. You may even throw out baby names. Well, what about medical conditions that you may face? I do recall sharing at some point that I may not be able to have children. And it was not in the very beginning because I was very shameful of it. I won't say shameful. I was very hurt by that knowledge that I may not be able to have kids because I always wanted children. So to learn that, I was like, I have to find someone who will be willing to accept that, you know, because my version of life was that everyone, when they got married, they had children. I had yet to see one family, one couple get married and not bear children. I had actually seen the opposite, where you got married and if you didn't have kids, you struggled to have kids. You went through fertility practices to become a parent. I've had seen a number of children born into the same family. My on my father's side, my biological father, he was one of six. I myself wanted four. I wanted two boys and two girls, without a doubt. At one point, I wanted two sets of twins, but hallelujah, praise the Lord, that God was like, no, you're not ready for that, Jay Nicole. But still, when everything is said and done, the things that are just as important and sometimes are not discussed and not easily talked about are some of the very important things that we need to know, which is our health. Because when we take those vows and we say for better, for worse, in sickness and health, to death do us part, we mean that, right? But if you don't know what the health actually looks like, you are not prepared for what the sickness may look like either. So let's start that conversation. Let's start changing the narrative of being prepared for marriage, being prepared for relationships. Because as I mentioned on my IG page, and I also did a live on my Facebook, I talk about Yvette Gavin. If you don't know her, Google her. She is the author of one of the books that I read prior to becoming married. And her book was, I want to say it correctly. So it's trying to find her book, guys. I just can't find her book right now. Anyhow, it's a premarital book, and it talks about the things, what to say, what to know before you say I do. I believe it's the name of the book. And I've read other books. I've read spiritual books. I even think that Mrs. Jakes, T.D. Jakes' wife, Serena Jakes, she did one as well, The Power of a Praying Wife. Those are really good tools and resources, but some of the most realistic things that we need to know are conversations to navigate the relationship. Yeah, it's sometimes difficult to have conversations about just that, being sick, being ill, what your family history may look like, but it's important. Me, myself, I wish that I knew more about my family medical history because I have one missing link. My father's father was never in the picture. I have no idea what his DNA looks like and what's in that DNA. So anything could have come up for me. The fact that I have a thyroid disorder, the fact that I'm a cancer survivor, The fact that so many other things, like I have psoriasis, guys. Is it something that was in my DNA and I didn't know? So just imagine getting into a relationship and you have unknown history yourself. And then you don't know his or her history. And you mix those things all into a bowl. And you decide, okay, we're going to have kids. It is the definition of a mystery mix noun later. You have no idea what's going to come about. You have no idea what your kid may be up against. And I know I make light of it, but it's a serious matter. The skin disorder, skin disease that both of my sons actually have, my husband has it, my mother-in-law has it, is called epidermolysis bullosa. And when I finally found out what it was, and I started doing my research, I found a dermatologist who actually specializes in it. And I go and I take my baby in there and I'm like, I'm concerned. I'm reading all this stuff. I'm, you know, overwhelmed with the amount of information that I'm learning. And then she springs something else on me and says, this is known as a white person's disease. And I'm like, hold the phone. Hold the phone. Are you serious? We're blackity black black. Like, we're true black people. We're African American. I hate that phrase, by the way. We're black people. So how in the world did black people get this thing called a white person's disease? And look it up, guys. Most of the population of people affected by the disease and disorder, they are white. It's a very small number, a very small percentage of blacks who are affected by this disease. Does it exempt us? Absolutely not. So even if I had known beforehand, it wouldn't have made a huge difference, but it would have properly educated me on how to care and treat and nourish my son when he was a newborn, because I found out immediately. Just being better prepared, knowing what the symptoms and signs are, is just as prepared is just as important as knowing what they are financially tied to. It's more important to know about everything, guys. And I can't stress that more. So I'm gonna get off this soapbox that I am standing firmly on, but I'm telling you guys right now, if you're in a relationship and you're thinking about taking it to the next level, stop and have that DNA talk. It's life-changing, but it's also eye-opening to where your future lies. Until next time, good people, stay safe out there in these corona-filled streets. Stay home and stay safe, but most of all, stay blessed. Peace out. Hey guys, hey, thank you so much for tuning in and listening into this week's episode. As I've already said, I truly, truly appreciate you guys for just being here and listening to the sound of my voice. As always, please stay connected with me. Make sure you're following me so that you can get the latest and the greatest episodes that I drop every Wednesday for you. Just you. Yes, yes you. And make sure you're connecting with me on all of my social media platforms. I'm on IG and Twitter, as well as Facebook. On Facebook and IG, I'm on there as Just Call Me J. Nicole, and that's JustCallMe, the letter J, Nicole. And on Twitter, yeah, they just wouldn't let me be great. So there I am, Call Me J. Nicole. And again, that's CallMe, the letter J, Nicole. And thanks again so very much, from my heart to your ears, for taking the time to listen to me. And until next Wednesday, be blessed and stay safe out there.